Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Mark Vandermeer back here with me in the Texans radio studio. And you know, the players, albeit getting ready for OTAs, are still pretty busy this offseason doing some things off the field as well.
Well, a big trip down to the Rio Grande Valley, which is a huge market, by the way, Patty. I don't know if people realize how big an area it is as far as population and scope. And Whitney Merciless and Alfred Blue went down there with some Texan staff members. They did a charitable event and had a good time.
It was a fun time, definitely, you know, interacting with the fans. It's always a great time being with the fans, signing autographs, being able to, you know, put smiles on the faces and stuff. Man, it was awesome. You know, it really makes a statement as to, you know, what type of charity it is and all that, and how much support it's garnered over the years since it's been started. You know, just to see, you know, greats and legends to be there also, you know, just to support what the charity stands behind, you know, just helping out the kids who are abused and all that.
It was a great event. I enjoyed it. It was my first time experiencing something like that, and just the way they put it together and how the kids ran everything, it was impressive, and I enjoyed myself.
You're welcome.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Got to meet a lot of good people, Hall of Famers, boxers, basketball players, wrestlers. I mean, people I never knew until that day, so I enjoyed it. It was a great experience for me.
You know, I had some great stories, and you know, great stories of that they've been through. You know, a little bit of life experiences and stuff like that, and learn what it takes to be great too. So
today we have the cheerleaders in our studio at KGBT in Harlingen, and we just signed a 5-year partnership with the Texans, so that means that we will actually be airing the games for all the Texans fans out there. They'll actually be able to watch them on our channel on Action 4. So we're very excited to have them here. They were also talking about their Stampede tour. They'll be in Wessico. They were at a charity, which is what the Texans, Houston Texans, is all about. They're always, you know, giving back to the community and making their presence known. I think the girls did great. I think that's the great thing about being part of the Texans Cheerleaders organization, is that Coach Alto really makes sure that the girls are prepared whenever they do these media tours.
Came out to the Valley, and you know, the academy that's here in the area had fans line up, you know, who were here probably about in the 8 this morning, you know, lined up just ready to meet us, meet the cheerleaders and all that, and just, you know, interact with us in a little bit, have pictures and stuff like that.
Came out today just to support the kids and encourage them to follow their dreams, whether it's playing football or basketball or being a doctor or a lawyer one day. Just encouraging them to go out and do what they have to do each and every day. I think it means a lot to them. They crowded us and asking us all type of questions about what it's like playing in the NFL. First thing we tell them, they said they wanted to play football or be a doctor. I just told him, you got to do school first. You got to finish school first. That's the first thing on your agenda. So you got to put that first to get where you want to be in life. Just to know that way down here in South Padre Island and Brownsville, they still represent the Texans, man. It's crazy, the fan base that we have.
Great to see Nicole Hickel, former Texans cheerleader, in that package, and thanks to Academy and everybody who was a part of that trip. It was really successful.
You just always like seeing cheerleaders anytime, anyplace.
Cheerleaders.
Anywhere.
Good.
All right, let's get off the cheerleader thing and let's talk about OTAs coming up, because that's what we're all looking forward to.
Well, like we said, Pat, I think the biggest thing about this is the quarterbacks. It's Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. We saw Mallett take the job over from Ryan Fitzpatrick last year. Obviously got hurt, didn't work out as planned. They bring in Hoyer. You've got a bona fide competition now. Hoyer, he's no stranger to starting games. He did pretty well in Cleveland until the wheels came off for that entire organization as the season wore on. And Mallett, I think he's got a whole lot of potential. It is going to be fun to see these guys duke it out.
Yeah, in fact, we had a chance to talk to both of them at the golf tournament. Mm-hmm. They both talked about how much they push each other. They've got a relationship. Yeah. They've got the history. They've got the history with this coaching staff.
Yeah.
So they really don't feel like they're going to really miss any beat as far as learning, just getting out there and competing.
Yeah, and I hear from Texans fans all the time, you know, they think, well, Mallett's going to win the job, right? Hey, I don't know. You know, Hoyer can beat him out. And if Hoyer does, he deserves it. I think the right guy will start on opening day. They're not going to play favorites here. They're going to go with the hot hand, and that's going to be the guy to try to bring the Texans back to the playoffs.
Well, and the OTAs start on Monday. We will be with you every step of the way, and we will wrap it all up on Texans Huddle next Thursday at 6 o'clock right here on Fox Sports Southwest. Have a great week, everyone.